This episode is brought to you by 7 Weeks to Radical Self-Trust, my new group coaching program designed to help you to develop a consistent practice of purposeful actions rooted in your capacity for steadfast self-awareness and self-loyalty. Through the program, you'll develop self-knowledge and skills that will lead to an alignment of values with actions, clarity of direction and peace with decision-making, increased self-confidence and self-acceptance, magnetism, energized focus, and meaningful productivity. Learn more and register for the next offering of 7 Weeks to Radical Self-Trust at katielinder.work/RST. You're listening to LifeWork Q&A, episode 128. Welcome to LifeWork Q&A, where I answer a listener question each week and provide resources and guidance to help you take your life and work to the next level. I'm your host, Dr. Katie Linder. On this episode, I want to know, are you taking your vacation time? This is something that I have been thinking about because recently I booked some time off at the end of May, and I'm like deliciously anticipating it. I'm so excited to have some time away and to just have some space in my schedule, especially after a really busy travel season. But I wanted to pose this question to you as well, because I think sometimes we can just kind of rack up this vacation time and we don't necessarily use it. And I'm kind of notoriously bad about this because I use a lot of my vacation time to do other work. And because I have my side business, I will use vacation time for consulting and speaking engagements or my creative retreats. And I'm not always taking a true vacation. Now, I'm not someone who vacations well. I think I've talked about this in the past, that I can go maybe a day or two and then I just start to feel really kind of itchy that I need to be doing some work. So I thought this would be a good topic to explore in terms of the different ways that you can take vacation time and how you can really shape it to be something that is going to be rejuvenating for you. And that's going to look different for every person. So the first thing that I've been trying to do more of recently, because I just haven't been able to do larger periods of extended vacation time, is to do more of what I'm calling mini vacations. And this is to take a long weekend, to take even just like half a day on the weekend, and really let myself kind of do whatever I want. And most recently, this has included a lot of reading. So I just kind of tuck away with a pile of books and get in, you know, 4 or 5 hours of reading time. And that has felt really amazing to just have that time away. Sometimes it's also included taking like a short car trip with my partner because we live about an hour and a half south of Portland. If we need to do any kind of like major shopping or, you know, we have certain to-do items on our list that we can't really do in our part of where we live, then we'll take like a half day or a day and just drive up to Portland and get a bunch of things done. And that also feels kind of like a mini vacation because we're getting out of the house, we're going somewhere, you know, different than we normally go. And it can just be nice to get out of the typical environment where you are. Now, the other thing that I've recently been trying to do as well, because I'm traveling so much for work, is to try to build in some fun little mini excursions while I'm traveling. And this is something, for example, when I recently went to a conference and I had the evening off because we had like dinner on our own, I went ahead and went to like a local shopping area. Like there was an outdoor shopping area of outlets and things like that. And I had a couple things on my list that I had been meaning to like go pick up and look for, and I just hadn't had a chance to do it. And so I took kind of a little mini break in the midst of this conference after hours to go and do this little shopping excursion. So I think that stuff like that can count as well, taking yourself out to a really nice meal or just kind of getting away for even a short period of time can be really useful. Now, I am also a huge fan of the staycation. And as you may have heard from previous episodes where I've talked about my creative retreats, these always happen at home. I don't go to a hotel. I don't go anywhere else. I just stay at home in my office and do this work. And I really like my house. Especially now that we've renovated our kitchen and done some other work, I want to be in this space. And we've kind of created it to be a little bit of a haven for ourselves. And so what I appreciate about those staycations is that I get to appreciate that space. And I also sometimes use the time to do things like cleaning or little house updates or even food prep. And But I don't feel like that's work. You know, like I actually really enjoy that because a lot of times in my day-to-day life, I don't have time to do those things in the ways that I would want. And it actually feels really good to kind of take care of my space and to be in that space and really truly enjoy it. So I also think staycations are great for catching up on like a show on Netflix, even doing like some podcast listening binges and things like that. And then, of course, doing reading and other kinds of things, you know, around the house that you've been maybe putting off. They're all really great things to do on staycations. And of course, like sleeping in, getting in some rest as well. Now, the other kind of vacation that I've been trying to also build in, and it's kind of fun, actually, because I have to look at my schedule a little bit like a puzzle and figure out when I can do this, is planned vacations or retreats that are a little bit longer. And what I decided to do at the end of May, because there was a Monday holiday, was to just take off 4 days. And that actually ends up giving me about 9 days with the weekends that are around that particular holiday, so that I'll take off, I'll work all the way through the previous week, but then I'll have Saturday, Sunday, the full week, and then another Saturday and Sunday off. And I really like having larger periods of time like that, because I can really mix a lot of work and play. And if I do have a project that I'm trying to move forward, I can build in a couple of concentrated days of work time. But then I also don't feel the pressure of like a weekend where you're trying to get a bunch of stuff done before you move into the next week. You have a little bit more room and space to relax, to build in some different activities. Like I'm hoping to get in a massage during that week, and definitely get in a little more exercise during that week. And you can build in kind of a wide range of activities and things. Now, I am definitely someone who tries to plan that out. As you may have seen from the social sharing I did during my last creative retreat, I had plans for every day. I had to-do lists. I had, you know, I was really trying to make sure I was using that time to the best of my ability, because it is so rare for me to have that kind of time off. But I know that other people are really going to want to have no plans, and that you're just going to want to kind of be more spontaneous and think about, you know, sleep in as late as you want and then decide, you know, if you want to go to lunch or what you want to do in your afternoon time. Like, I think that it's so important to do it in a way that makes you feel relaxed. And for some people, the relaxation comes from the planning and having a sense of what is going to be happening. For other people, it comes from a complete lack of planning. And I think this is one of those areas when it comes to vacation time that you should really do you. You should really embrace what it is that's going to help you to relax and recharge. And for me, even if that means like cleaning my house and getting a bunch of to-dos done, I am totally unapologetic about that. Like, that is how I love spending my time. It does make me feel more energized, and I end up having a better time, especially at the end of that vacation when I feel like things have gotten done. I feel a lot better about taking like a full day off or kind of rewarding myself with a little bit of a break, because I feel calmer because I've gotten these other things done first and I'm not kind of trying to cram a bunch of stuff in at the end of that vacation time. So I'm definitely thinking about this, especially as I've planned this time at the end of May. And it did take me a couple of months to figure out where I was going to do that. I had to plan it in advance and kind of block it on my calendar because I do have lots of travel this time of year and other projects that I really need to be in the office for. So I would encourage you now to start thinking about summer if you haven't already, and to start thinking about when you want to have that vacation time built in. Now is the perfect time of year to start thinking a few months ahead and when you can block some of that time out to make sure that you're getting the rest and rejuvenation that you need. So I would love to hear how you prefer to spend your vacation time. And if you have recommendations of how I should spend mine, you can always tweet to me at @Katie_Linder. You can email me at contact@katielinder.work. You can connect with me on Instagram @Katie_Linder, or you can write me a letter addressing it to Katie Linder, P.O. Box 1621 in Albany, Oregon, 97321. I hope you have a vacation planned soon, and I'd love to hear more about it. Thanks for listening. Lifework Q&A is part of the Radical Self-Trust podcast channel, a collection of content dedicated to helping you seek self-knowledge, nurture your superpowers, playfully experiment, live your core values with intention, practice loving kindness toward yourself and others, and settle into your life's purpose. Learn more about the RST channel and access show notes and transcripts for each episode at katielinder.work/podcasts. If you found this episode helpful, please also consider rating and/or reviewing the show in iTunes.